All right, so you were out there.
Yeah.
For that live Cowboys football experience, and I want to see if what you have to say about it squares up with the way it seemed to me on TV.
All right, I'll let you know. So head out there. It was kind of a willy-nilly last-minute thing. Headed out there with my buddy Huey. We bought a couple of scalp tickets. We were sitting in the section 343. That is the third level in the corner of the end zone that the Giants ended up scoring on in the last minute, where they scored their last two touchdowns. So we're basically in that end zone.
Right.
And, you know, I had tickets to those games back at the old stadium and gave them up because they were too expensive at the new stadium. I still enjoy going to those games. And, you know, at the old place, it's still, you know, a lot of people didn't like Texas Stadium because it was run down and everything. I liked it.
The ticket.
I liked it just because it seemed to have some sort of presence, and you could make that place really loud, really loud. I mean, I know you've been in there at times when it was super loud, and
yes,
you could definitely have a massive home field advantage.
Yes. For all the things that may have been said about the Cowboy fan back then, you rev it up loud enough, and that place could rock.
Yes, and people were on their feet the entire time at that place in big games. And you know what? Last night was a big game. You know, now the Cowboys, every single game they have to win. They win last night, and the division's all but theirs. And so, you know, essentially you're talking about a playoff game, and it should have been a playoff atmosphere. And we're sitting up there in those seats, and they were, you know, that we had good sight lines and everything. There was no problem whatsoever with our seats. Our section and pretty much every other section was basically silent the whole game.
Sure, the way it seemed on TV.
And
it seemed like there was just no atmosphere in the place whatsoever.
None. I don't know whether to blame the stadium or to blame the fans. I'm going to go with the fans on this one. Even though I don't think that stadium provides the type of home field that you really crave, you know, that other places have, it's just too comfortable. And my theorem on stadiums is the more comfortable you are, the less into it you are.
No doubt.
That the more that you are wined and dined and, you know, drinking good whiskey and eating delicious food and sitting in 80-degree weather and, you know, with the roof closed and all that, the less inclined you are to tear it up and go nuts. And I think that's the case with this place. But I also think the Cowboy fan, and this is not what I'm used to, but at least where I was last night, you're talking about a group of 1,000 people that suck. They absolutely suck. I don't know any of these people. All my friends that I know that are rabid Cowboy fans, they are that. They are loud. They are boisterous. They know when to cheer. You know, we've talked about it the last couple of years with Maverick fans and Ranger fans, where how proud you are of them because they know exactly at what point to get up, stand up, cheer, not cheer, be quiet, be loud, whatever
right.
The case, whatever it calls for. Both those sets of fans have been great over the last few years. And I don't know if it's because the Cowboys just hadn't been in that many big games or what, and if this is a new style of fan to the NFL, and I may be leaning towards that, but they suck.
They all suck.
Dude, it is so embarrassing to be in that stadium. And I'll tell you exactly the breaking point for me. There were two of them. So we're sitting in section 343 on the front row of that section. Okay? So try to paint the picture here. We're on the front row, but it's kind of a section where you have to walk up from underneath. So you walk up a ramp, and then you walk up to the section. So you got to take about 10 stairs before you actually get to the section.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there are people that walk up this ramp, and then they turn to go back up the steps to the seats
mm-hmm.
that would just kind of stand there and at the end of the ramp and kind of look over at the field, you know, just kind of checking out the scene. Well, the guy sitting next to me, and they're so far below you that you can see right over them.
Right.
The people beside me, there were two guys, two jackasses, who every time somebody would walk up and stand there on that ramp before they turned and came up to the steps, again, they are not in the way. There is no way that they would have to look over them or anything.
Right.
They would just be like, Hey, hey, get it. Move. You're in our move. Hey. This happened all game until the fourth quarter when I turned to him and I said, why don't you guys just stand up? If they're really in your way, how about just stand up? Matter of fact,
I forgot this?
I recorded this.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you recorded this entire interfacing?
Yeah, I did.
You know what's funny, Corby, while you're getting this audio prepared?
Yeah.
It's not like this team's just been winning playoff games and Super Bowls, so we're so far removed from the Super Bowl or bust theory, because we're going on 20 years since this team's won a championship. Damn near 20 years since this thing's done anything of significance. So
no
any bone that those idiot fans out there are thrown to get excited, they should be up and going crazy.
I know. That's
should be starving for a Cowboys championship.
This is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. And these guys would not even, instead of just standing up, the people weren't even in their way. Move. Get out of the way. Move. I'm like, dude, stand up. They never stood. Nobody stood. So, finally, the last drive of the game.
Yeah.
The Giants are on the 1 yard line. I'm standing up, trying to make noise, because guess what, you idiots? That's what you do. If you go to a game, sure, it's your prerogative to do what you want, but also have some sense that when your team is getting ready to get scored on, you're sitting in the end zone. Make some noise. Do something, right?
Yes.
That is what you do.
So you were making noise?
Yes, I was standing up clapping. These idiots, here's what I get when I stand up and I start clapping. I'm on the front row, okay, so there's probably about 10 or 15 rows behind me of people.
Right.
Sit down! We can't see! Sit down! Sit down! And I turn around, I go, stand the F up! Do you not understand what's going on here? You're getting ready to lose the game. Make some noise!
Stand back!
Try to disrupt these people some way. This is your job! And you know what? It is your job. If you're going to sit there in the end zone, guess what end zone people do? You stand up. You make noise. And these people, I was more pissed off about them than I was the game in the end. I was driving home, and I'm telling my buddy Huey, I'm like, I can't do it, man. I can't deal with these effing people anymore, these stupid Cowboy fans. And yet, trust me, they are stupid. And you people that are listening right now, they don't even know what the ticket is. But if you're in Section 343, F you. All of you.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Unless you were handicapped and couldn't get up. Other than that, you're an idiot. You had no right being in that stadium. No business. No business wearing that jersey that you bought for $150.
Die,
no business
die,
buying popcorn
die,
and beer
die.
Out there. You didn't deserve to be out there. Because you sat on your ass the whole game and did nothing. And you provide zero atmosphere. Because you're entitled. For what? You haven't won anything, like Danny said, in 20 effing years. Well, maybe if you got off your ass and made some noise collectively, you could do something about the other team. I couldn't believe what I was seeing out there. And I don't know if it was just my section. I'm sure there was a little bit more to it than just, my little section.
I don't think so. That's certainly the way it came off on the TV.
You people suck.
That there was just no atmosphere in the place.
The atmosphere was so tepid on TV.
Every time they would show people in the stands, they were either just sitting there with this blank look on their face or
picking a booger.
They were texting or they were looking up at the big TV.
And you know what? So they announce on the PA, tonight's attendance, 95,000, blah, blah, blah. The highest attended NFL game this season. And, you know, people are just like, oh, yay, we did it. We set the record. Yay, yay. Here's what I get out of that. There's 100,000 people. 100,000 people, basically, at that game. 50,000 of them didn't need to be there. That needs to be a stadium of 50,000. Because I bet you there are 50,000 people there who were like me, who care. Who actually know what's happening. Who they know when to stand up and cheer. They know when to sit down. They know that a face mask is 15 yards, you idiot sitting next to me. They know.
My favorite cobra.
It's real easy to talk yourself into a chicken or egg thing here.
But the thing is, I'm bringing this to the point of there are so many Cowboy fans. And look, we know it. I know it. This is a Cowboy town. It has always has been, always will be. But the more when it's the majority, that means that half of you are idiots. Because the more that people are involved in something, the more idiots there are. And that's the case with Cowboy football. There are so many stupid-ass Cowboy fans out there. I mean, dumb. Just in numbers alone, it makes half of them incompetent.
You are really dumb.
Ignorant to situations that are going on. So ignorant, you don't even stand up. In the last minute, I couldn't believe. I'm done. I am done. I'm not dealing.
Done with what?
I'm not going
out there.
I am not going out there again and putting up with that stuff until it changes. And you know what? You can stand in line out there. You can stand in line before you get in the security line, and you realize what that fan base has turned into. Listening to them, looking at them, you know.
Which is what?
Stupid.
What are they?
They're trashy and stupid. And you know what?
Are they there just to go look at the stadium?
I don't know. I'm telling you, this is as great as the NFL.
See, that's been my contention.
As great as the NFL is, we've mentioned this before. The fan base is getting a little weird.
Well, I think that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I think there are a lot of fantasy football people who have no real vested interest in the game but want to be there just for the scene. And they get their hands on these tickets in some way, and that's a lot of what you see there. The other thing I think is that, you know, you talk about people being too comfortable at a football game, and when they're too comfortable and it's just too nice around them, they're a lot less likely to get into it. So which is it? Are they that way? And then because of that, there's not much life in the stadium, or does the stadium make them that way?
It's probably a combination of both. But when you tell me to sit down at a professional football game, are you kidding me? I mean, it's one thing to tell me to sit down at a rock and roll concert,
which is still absurd.
But to tell me to sit down at a football game in the last minute of the game when you're supposed to be making noise, that's it.
Football.
I have had it, man. I mean,
go.
And I was out of place. I was in the minority. Can you imagine if that was can you imagine if that was Philadelphia?
Oh my God.
Or New York.
You wouldn't have had that issue there.
Or a college game.
It's embarrassing.
If that was Alabama or LSU or Oklahoma or Texas or anybody like that. I mean, in the last minute of the game, and not everybody is on their feet trying to make noise, trying to distract the other team. You're just sitting on your fat ass doing nothing, man. Well, you know what? You can have your stupid team. I'll root silently. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with your stupid asses out there anymore. You go. Where are they getting the money for this, by the way, too? It's another question I have.
Goals. A lot of December 2-bedroom apartment rents are going to be late this month.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, let's take our stroll down NFL Boulevard for today.